very best not to scream.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Regular listeners to this show will know that this is brought to you by Nige and Steph. However, we don't have Steph with us this week, but we do have a guest in for your entertainment. We have Adam, who's a DJ in the Sheffield area. Good evening, Adam.
Hello.
Hiya. Hang on, let me attack that level a little. That seemed a little loud. Okay, right. Also, because Steph isn't here, I'm actually doing more of the electronic-y side of things, so expect it to go a bit more haphazardly, and maybe things won't go as smoothly as normal, but just think of it in a John Peel style-y where accidents happen and it's all good. So yes, as I said, we have Adam in from Sheffield. He's how would you describe yourself? You're basically DJing at least a couple of nights at the moment, aren't you?
Multitasking is probably the best way to put it.
You seem to have been involved in a lot of stuff in the Yorkshire area for a few years now.
Yeah, I kind of got into it by being challenged into, after complaining that the music wasn't any good in certain areas. So they said, go on then, do it yourself. So yeah, I did.
You did?
And ended up my night splitting into two, and so I do metal one night and bleep the other, and I'm here for the bleep, I guess.
Good, good. Well, we've got you to bring in some tunes, and we're going to be playing those throughout the show. The majority of the shows chosen by yourself, actually. That first track was, in fact, Killing Ophelia with Coming Up For Air. That wasn't one of Adam's, that was my choice, just to warm up the show a little for him. But we've got one of yours coming next. Do you want to tell us who this is?
Yeah, this is an American band called Aesthetic Perfection, who I discovered by accident, almost. And this is a track I've been playing quite a lot when I've been DJing. It's called I Belong To You.
Okay, well, here goes.
Yes,
You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, those two tracks were chosen by Adam, our guest, for the evening. Do you want to run down what those last two were?
Yeah, the first one was Aesthetic Perfections, I Belong to You. Mm-hmm. American band, as I mentioned before, currently on tour across Europe, but unfortunately not coming to the UK, which is a bit of a shame.
It is.
And the second one was a local DJ, if you will, Echo from the Wendy House's project Modulate, which is their first track which has been commercially released. The track Das Bunker, which has appeared on the new Enzyte Bunker Tracks Act 2 4CD monster that has taken some getting listening to over the weekend.
Indeed, yes. A lot of people seem to be talking about that compilation. I need to get my hands on it at some point, so I wouldn't be surprised if our listeners heard more of that in future shows. Okay, well, we introduced you as multi-talented, I believe you said. What do you want to run down what you actually do? You've actually got two different nights going on at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got one that's a bit older than the other, and the one that started it all and has continued as was from moving from Huddersfield to Sheffield is the Control Frequency on a Tuesday, which is done at the Nelson in the central Sheffield, the top of the moor.
Right, and so that's every Tuesday?
That's correct, yeah, and we play a mix of electronics, industrial, noise, EBM. If it's electronic, generally we'll give it a go, though we try and steer clear of the old trad goth, if you will.
Right, so you're giving the kind of newer industrial sound opportunities.
Yeah, I guess
there's a load of old stuff as well.
Indeed, yeah, we've got a couple of guests, kind of regular guests, in Nick from from his Prototype project and from Eulogy, who you may hear later, and also Andy, who's done some work on his own, but generally is just at the moment a DJ, as I understand.
Ooh. Oh, good stuff. So there may be stuff arising from him at some point in the future.
I'm sure there probably will be.
And also, I believe you've got some guest spots coming up.
Yeah, I did Judder last month in Cheltenham, which I think Echo and from Modulate and Jilly, from both of them, of course, doing the Wendy House every month, are going down to do this Friday.
Right. How would you describe Judder? Because I keep hearing it mentioned. Obviously, you guested there a bit back, and Jilly is the guest there this month. What kind of night is it?
Crazy is probably the best way to put it. Anything goes. So
really?
Anything from breakcore to and kind of happy hardcore to kind of hard industrial, like stuff like Modulate. And they seem to lap it all up.
That's so. Quite a diverse selection, really, isn't it? It's not something I'd have predicted would have gone together too much.
Neither did we until we saw it. And then it was good fun, but it was very, very warm. So God knows what it's like over the summer. But
yeah. Yeah, some clubs do get a tad toasty, don't they?
Yeah, I think the people who wear the PVC, I can never quite understand.
They're going to be, yeah, a bit roasting. Maybe they're suckers for punishment. Maybe that's part of it.
I think that's part of it, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully Batfink this summer will be a bit cooler. In the Batfink Midsummer Nightmare on the 22nd of July I'm DJing some of it, and there's about another 8 DJs, I think, in total.
8? That's got to be quite a session.
That goes from, I think, 9 till 3. I can't remember the exact times, but... Mm-hmm. It's a fiver in advance. You can get tickets in Sheffield from the regular Batfink DJs, and I'm sure there'll be links on the net in future.
Of course. Is it also worth mentioning your website? Do you want to plug?
I may as well. It's worth a plug, which is amodelofcontrol.com, and it has all the set lists from past nights, future gigs that are coming up around the area, future club nights, and generally links to other things, and I kind of will put babblings about other bands and stuff on there whenever I can get round to it.
There is a lot of information there. I do follow it myself, but there is a lot of very Sheffield-focused stuff. Obviously, that's the area you're living in. So I don't know how many listeners from Sheffield we're going to be getting this show. I guess a couple, because there's always the live stream. So... definitely a place to look for Sheffield related things, and we do actually keep mentioning live gigs at the Corporation because so few kind of industrial electronic bands are coming to Leeds at the moment, or Bradford, or anywhere like that. It seems to be Sheffield is where places seem to be focusing, because in the past few weeks or months we've had Covenant, Apoptigma Berserk, and I believe Mesh is coming up.
Yeah, Mesh is next month.
So, yeah, there is, a selection seemed to be happening at the Corporation, and just a kind of a slight lack in the rest of Leeds and Yorkshire. So, yeah, it's certainly getting mentioned, so your website's definitely valuable for finding that kind of stuff out. Anyway, I believe we've been chatting long enough. We're going to carry on with another track that you've chosen. Do you want to let us know what this is?
Yeah, this is off the new Suicide Commando album, Bind, Torture, Kill. And this is one of my favourite track of it, called We Are the Sinners.
Okay, right. I'm actually a bit confused on which CD player I've put this in, so hopefully I'll start the right one.
someone help me, 'cause I'm shivering of fright. Beneath the purple sky, we all can find the benefits of life. So separated from the shape of dark behavior, the question's why. Why leave this song to me? You should have been the one to guide the way. So shut your mouth and listen quietly to what I don't have to say.
Okay, you are listening to Tax Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard their Spectralized with Of The End, of their latest album. I can't quite remember what that latest album's called. Let me just grab the CD. How unprofessional of me is that? Capture the Moment, that's from. And we were basically just having a good old natter in the in-between bit, and we're going to run down the club nights in the area, because, well, that's what a lot of us are into. We like going out and listening to the club scene of this kind of music. So, here's the rundown. Coming up tomorrow night, on Friday the 9th of June, we have the monthly night, the Friday Flock, at the Mixing Tin in Leeds. That's 8pm till 2am. It's goth of all kinds, really quite request-friendly. The price seems to be a lovely sliding scale, depending when you get there. It's £2 before 9, £3 before 10, and £4 after that. More information at www.fridayflock.net. Following that, on Saturday, we have Resurrected at the George in Leeds. Goth, 80s alternative, industrial, EBM, all that kind of stuff. 8pm till 1am, £2 on the door, so it's quite a bargain. And more information at www.resurrected.org.uk. The following week, we have the Wendy House. I mention this every single time. You must be bored of hearing me talk about it now, but it's a huge night. Probably one of the biggest ones outside of London, I guess. Certainly in the size of capacity of the venue and that kind of thing. Three rooms of musical goodness. We have goth, 80s, alternative, and cheesy stuff downstairs in the main room. We have hard dance and industrial beats in the Mutate room. And we have indie synth and electro in the Hot Potatoes room. So three rooms of goodness, all for a fiver on the door. 9pm till 2:30am. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And gig-wise coming up, we only really have one in the next couple of weeks, of which I actually could discover. I did have a bit of a look around earlier today to try and find out of any more, and it seems to be a bit quiet at the moment. We have, on Saturday the 17th of June, clashing with the Wendy House, unfortunately, we have Mesh plus Client plus Mechanical Cabaret at the Corporation in Sheffield. Tickets are £10 advance, doors are 7pm, and more information at www.corporation.org.uk. Okay, so that's it for the rundown of stuff. Unless, Adam, I don't suppose you know of any gigs or events coming up that's worthy of note?
Not apart from the usual at Corporation on Saturday night, which is gives the Sin Room, which is a mix of EBM, goth, industrial and 80s stuff, with the metal floors associated too, which is a quid in before 10 and a fiver afterwards.
Yeah, I think I've only ever managed to get to Sin after a band that's happened there, so I've probably got a kind of a tainted view on it. So I've never really, I don't think I actually explored the metal room either, to be honest. I believe last time I was there was a good number of months ago, and you were the one, you were there, and you spent most of the night in the metal room, dancing away to cheesy stuff, I seem to remember.
Well, of course, you know, we have to have our nights off, I guess. But yeah, it's good fun after a few beers.
Yeah, yeah. So worthy of note, certainly for people more in the Sheffield direction of things. Right, we're going to continue with the tunes. Can you remember what we've got lined up now?
I can. It's a local Sheffield band, and one of my co-DJs, Nick, or known as Prototype, and this is his band, Eulogy, who've been kicking around the Sheffield scene for a while and have been playing a bit further out after a particularly angry show in Leicester a couple of weeks ago at Zeitgeist, which Zeitgeist Zero played at as well.
Of course.
Made a lot of new friends and a lot of new fans, and this is the opening track off their new EP, I guess, before the full album comes later in the year, called Forget.
Right, I believe it's kind of a noisy one, so prepare your ears. Here we go. We'll be right back. Okay, you are still listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, Adam, they were three of your choices. Oh, lovely and noisy. Do you want to actually run down who they were?
Yeah, the first one, as mentioned before the song, was Sheffield Act Eulogy, spelt with a 3, bizarrely, rather than the E. So 3-U-L-O-G-Y. So
yeah.
It's myspace.com/eulogy for that one, and that's a track called Forget, the opening track of their current EP. And the second one was another Sheffield band called Red 20, who played their second gig ever last week. And one of their members is also an ex-DJ from one of my nights from last year, who helped me out on the metal side of things for a while, called Andy. And he's in the project with a guy called Al. And quite an odd Ministry Skinny Puppy-based kind of mix. And the album's available from red20.net.
Oh, it's not a purchase item yet, or you don't know if it is.
Well, not in the flesh, but you can pay and download it from the website, and there's quite a lot of back catalogue on there as well if you wish to get it. And then the last one is probably my favourite band at the moment, which I'm sure visitors to my Tuesday nights are probably sick of hearing by now, but an American band called Cyanotic, who I discovered last year thanks to the Joys of Music Non-Stop's weekly emails, and have been playing the band ever since. I think all of us have got into them, all the DJ at my nights, we've all played them. I think everyone must be tired of them, especially my girlfriend, who's probably heard the album far too many times now. But that track was called Order Out of Chaos and was a single, and there is a video on their website, which is cyanotic-online.com.
Cool. Okay, right. I don't know how we're doing for time. I think we're actually just kind of scurrying along like normal. We're going to kind of cut short the chatting and go into more tunes, really. So we've got a Panzer AG track here. I believe I played it on previous shows before because, well, it's good. This is Machine Gun Go-Go.
I know you can't be, you can't understand me. I know you hope to do so, and now you feel another love bone. It sounds pretty to me. I can't hold you to my hell, and I send you, oh, I send you to this hole. I never forced you to rent my soul. It's kinda pretty love. All men are so hopeless, so hopeless. Can I get none? Can't get no answer. Sedated, baby. She said, I got a crush for the freaky one, and nothing feels better than Machine Gun Go-Go. She is the only one. She loves the Machine Gun Go-Go. Can't feel none. Too hopeless. Too hope is hopeless. Can't handle my answers. Answers for my precious one. How much I fear. How could I answer that I'll never read your thoughts again? But you never know, I just might go. They say life is ending. Well, that is so perfect. I got a crush for the freaky one, and nothing feels better than Machine Gun Go-Go. She is the only one. She loves the Machine Gun Go-Go. I got a crush for the freaky one, and nothing feels better than Machine Gun Go-Go. She is the only one.
That was Faderhead with The Beat Has Started. That's a new guy to the scene who I've been raving about for, well, about 3 or 4 weeks now since I got hold of his CD. And before that, can you remember who we had before that, Adam?
Panzer AG.
That was Panzer AG, of course.
Machine Gun Go-Go.
Of which, of course, is a side project of Andy, and now I can't really pronounce his surname. Do you want to give this a go?
Andy LaPlegua, I believe, something like that.
Yeah, I'm never quite sure. I'm sure someone should email in and correct me when I get this kind of stuff wrong. Andy LaPlegua's side project of Icon of Coil, of course. So, good stuff. I actually caught Panzer AG live Dark City a couple of weeks back, of which fantastic stuff, as any project he seems to do does. We are, however, having a worrying amount of CD player troubles at the moment. I'm going to go and hit them with a sledgehammer after the show, but for the time being we're just going to plough on with the music. So we're going to continue with some Apoptygma Berserk.
Yeah.
Okay, there. We had a Pocketing the Berserk with...
In This Together.
In This Together. I do seem to be doing this programme more on a whim and forgetting track names and everything. So, yeah, you've got a breakdown of presenter as well as CD equipment. But we are stunningly out of time, as usual. We've just been playing loads of good music and enjoying ourselves. You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We have had as our guest Adam from Sheffield.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed it. We will hopefully have more of the same in a fortnight's time. So we're going to leave you with a choice of Adam's. What's this track?
The last track is Anthem by Dismantled off their new album.
Excellent.
It might surprise a few people if you've heard them before.
Right, okay, we will leave you with that. So good night and see you in a fortnight. Yeah.